This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Costos and Melusis in for Ken Barkley this week here on the show. Going to talk some NBA in a second, but want to tell you, hour number three is the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight. I got a couple of Major League Baseball and the NBA. Pumped to go over those. Producer picks at QL's five-star plays as well in hour number three. Next hour, Adam Burke from ATSIO is going to join us to talk all things Major League Baseball, big picture, and some of his favorite plays for tonight. We're going to get into some of the NFL news from today, including some interesting quotes from Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst on Jordan Love and the Aaron Rodgers situation. The Indianapolis Colts have a new blindside protector for Carson Wentz, and the Jacksonville Jaguars can't stop Jacksonville Jaguaring. We'll talk about that next hour. Matt Moore from the Action Network going to kick us off on the NBA. But until then, Moose, let's you and I rap a little bit about the NBA and what we saw this past weekend. So we'll get to our Knicks in just a second here. But we talked about our Yankees for a while. So let's start on the other coast here with the Los Angeles Lakers, who last night take down the Phoenix Suns 123-110. And this was that game where Anthony Davis announced to the rest of the league and the media and the world, I'm back. 42 points, absolutely magnificent here. Now the Lakers, still in the seventh position right now, a full game back of Portland. Portland in that sixth seed. And if the season ended today, we would get the unbelievably delicious and juicy first play-in matchup there in the West with the Lakers hosting Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. But some interesting quotes coming out of Lakers camp right after the win last night overall. Davis saying, this has been fun, to be honest, this trying to stay out of the play-in tournament, saying it's the first time that he's faced a real challenge basically since he joined the Lakers, which is a crazy comment considering they won the NBA Finals last year. Frank Vogel, Lakers coach, saying this is great because every game has basically felt like a playoff atmosphere for them, and this is going to make them better. So, Mark Melusis, I ask you, with the Los Angeles Lakers right now, plus 400 to win the NBA title, plus 200 to win the West, but knowing that they're likely going to the play-in tournament here, not definitely, but it looks like that'll be the case here. What, if anything, are you looking to do here with the LA Lakers?
Yeah, bet them. I mean, honestly, I'd bet them. If LeBron, I've got to see LeBron come back and that ankle be healthy, right? So Vogel's saying that he should return either Tuesday against the Knicks or maybe Wednesday night, right? And we're winding down here in the rest of the regular season. But, Nick, tell me, call me crazy, but tell me what team with a healthy LeBron and Anthony Davis is taking down the Lakers out West? And you have confidence. I mean, listen, anybody can lose. I understand they're not unbeatable. But would you rather be betting anybody else right now than the Los Angeles Lakers with a healthy Anthony Davis and LeBron James? Are you betting the gutless Los Angeles Clippers after what they showed you last year down in the bubble? I mean, that team, you're going to have confidence that the Clippers and Tyronn Lue is taking down LeBron James and Anthony Davis?
I will not handle any Ty Lue slander on the show. Ty Lue won me a lot of money as Cavs head coach.
And
they beat the Warriors in 2016.
But here's my question. I get it, but would you bet if LeBron's healthy and Anthony Davis 42-12, 5-3, right? I mean, that was Anthony Davis's
stat line.
I mean, silly stat line from Anthony Davis. If LeBron's ankle is healthy,
no splitting of the baby. He took the whole baby on
Sunday.
No,
he took it all. There's no right. There's no Solomon. There's no game. There's none of it, right? There's no two mothers. There's nothing, right? He's taking the whole baby, right?
On Mother's Day, he said, you know what? There's only one mother. We're not splitting the baby.
I'm betting the Lakers. Nick, to answer your question, I'm betting the Lakers. How about you?
Great. You asked me, give me the team in the Western Conference that I would bet over the Lakers. Are you ready for it? Because I'm going to tell you right now.
Let me
the
hear.
Team that I would bet to take down the LA Lakers in the Western Conference is nobody. Nobody. Like you said, call me crazy. maybe I am crazy. Maybe we're missing it here. I don't think that we are, because look, LeBron was very engaged on the bench last night. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN reporting LeBron, quote, very likely to return, like you said, tomorrow night on Tuesday night. I have the feeling here that these guys are going to be firing on all cylinders, and maybe they end up in the play-in tournament. They ain't losing. Let's say they do lose to the Warriors. Like, let's say that happens. Let's say Golden State beats them in the 7-8 matchup. You telling me the Lakers in a one-game playoff scenario are losing to the Memphis Grizzlies?
No.
San Antonio Spurs? Like, no. They're going to the playoffs. And yes. if you're Phoenix right now and you're sitting in that two seed and you got the Lakers potentially coming in to town for games 1 and 2 and you got to take on the Lakers, That is a nightmare scenario, because Phoenix absolutely positively cannot guard Anthony Davis here. So Moose, I'm with you here on the Lakers, and like plus 400 to win the title. Rick, pop on here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if we've seen a price like this for the Lakers in quite some time here. It's always been like Nets have been the favorite recently. Lakers right behind them. Lakers plus 400 is not terrible, even if Rick, right, they play in the play-in tournament, correct?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I mean, if you were to say at any point this season you're going to get that kind of value on the Lakers, regardless of what the circumstance is, assuming Davis and LeBron are playing, I think a lot of people have been like, sure, sign me up for that, whatever it ends up being. The interesting one would be if they end up losing to Golden State, Steph goes supernova or something, and they get the 8. Like, what's the matchup that you think would be tougher for the Lakers? Would it be going against, assuming, Utah, a more healthy Utah? Like, yeah, I would think
Utah would be tougher, but I'll tell you, I'll ask you, man, would you bet the Jazz?
I would not. No, I would not. I would not bet the Jazz. I wouldn't bet the Jazz. I would not. Right. I wouldn't bet the Jazz with your money off a nice casino run at the craps table. I mean,
I'm not giving you that money. That money's staying with me.
No, I got you. But the point is that that's the thing. Like, I look at it and say, tell me a team out there that you're saying they're not unbeatable. I'm not telling you the Lakers are unbeatable, but in any series, like, even if the Warriors win, you really think the Lakers are going to get eliminated by Memphis or San Antonio? That's not happening. I mean, that is not happening. And tell me a team, if a healthy LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I don't care about home court advantage. What team out there are you saying, yes, I'm willing to take my hard-earned money because they're going to take down the Lakers? I need to see it. I need to see the Suns go beat them. I need to see the Jazz go beat them, because I don't trust it, because I think when push comes to shove, the Jazz are what the Utah Jazz are come playoff time. And same with the Phoenix Suns. Like, I have the inherent trust. Plus, you also factor in, and I know some of the tertiary pieces, the secondary and third pieces of the Lakers have changed, right? Dennis Schroeder, no Rajon Rondo, no Dwight Howard. Not the same exact team that won the championship last year, Nick, down in Orlando in the bubble, but the two main pieces are still there. It's still LeBron and it's still Anthony Davis, and when they're both healthy, it's still two of the top five basketball players in the entire planet Earth on the same basketball team. Give me those guys in any playoff series. You can have your Donovan Mitchells, you can have your Bookers, you can have your Chris Pauls, you can have all of them. Give me the two guys, and I'm not even a Laker guy, but if you're asking me to bet, I'd take that plus 400 to an NBA title. I'd take that plus 200 to get through the West.
And when you know, Ken's on the show, we've talked about it a lot, like, and championship teams kind of needing to change something about the formula the next year, because otherwise you kind of grow complacent. So the Lakers are, like you said, like the tertiary, the secondary, like the pieces on this team are different from the one that won the championship last year. And because the pieces are different and because it's a new season, the journey is different. And the journey has led them to this point where they're fighting an uphill battle right now to stay out of the play-in tournament. And you've got Davis being like, we're embracing this. You've got LeBron going nuts on the sideline right now. You've got Frank Vogel talking about, this is going to make us better. The fact that every game right now is a playoff atmosphere. So, like, yes, it is a new team. And yes, there are new pieces, but it's like the journey that this particular Lakers team is going through right now, I would argue, and they're telling you this also, is kind of making them more prepared to potentially win another NBA championship coming up this year. You better you bet. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Mark Melusis, wrapping up hour number one here with NBA discussion. Let's go, Moose, from the marquee team in the Western Conference. They're not really the marquee team in the Eastern Conference, but they do play in New York. And look, I'm a New York guy and so is Moose, but we're not just talking about the Knicks here because we're New York guys. The biggest story, one of the biggest stories this weekend in the NBA, this was an authentic, like, great win for the Knicks on Sunday. Like, Kawhi played in the game, Paul George played in the game for the Clippers and the Knicks, thanks to some clutch shot making late from Julius Randle. Derrick Rose, sensational. Reggie Bullock, sensational. The Knicks go on the road and beat the Clippers 106-100. Now three games out of the play-in, in the four seed right now, a game above both Atlanta and Miami. Mark Malusis, the Knicks, keep rolling, keep getting it done. It's hard to believe, but it's true. It's real, and it's spectacular.
No, yes, it is. It is real. It is spectacular. And as lifelong Knicks fans, Nick, you and I mean, and every Knicks fan is enjoying this run. And I also think what makes the victory Sunday against the Clippers, mind you, they haven't won in Los Angeles against the Clippers since 2010. So it's been a long, long time since they've had that kind of a victory. The other thing, Nick, that you add to it is this, is that they got humbled by Denver. Right, they got embarrassed in the second half by the Phoenix Suns on Friday night. Right, I mean, Phoenix went on one point in time a 31-8 run against the Knicks. Right, and they scored what 38 points in that fourth quarter. So they come through on Sunday in Los Angeles against the Clippers without Emmanuel Quickley, without Alec Burks, with Paul George playing, with Kawhi Leonard playing. It is real. This team's been real for a while here since they ripped off that winning streak here in the second half, and you know, Thibodeau, the resolve, and. And I think, it, you know, outside of the New York area, if people don't understand, like the Brooklyn Nets are star crazy and they're a championship caliber team. But there is no question the heartbeat of New York City is Knick basketball. I mean, it just is. Julius Randle is like a god right now in New York City for what he has done with this team, because it has come out of nowhere, Nick. No one was expecting this year. You were expecting this year to be bad. No one expected Randle to do what he's done, what Derrick Rose has been able to do after they acquired him from Detroit. He dealt with COVID as well, what Thibodeau was able to do year number one. It is remarkable. And you know what? It's okay now to have expectations on this team come playoff time. Not that they can go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but the Knicks can win a playoff round. I mean, the Knicks can actually win a playoff round of NBA basketball.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I think they will win a playoff round if the first round opponent is the Atlanta Hawks. What makes me nervous and curious what you think about this as someone who follows like the Knicks and the opposition here as closely as you do. If it's Knicks Heat in round one, which is a real distinct possibility. Now, obviously, the Knicks and Miami, like longtime rivals, have had some great playoff series over the years, especially in the 90s, obviously, the mid to late 90s here. If it's Knicks Heat, gun to your head right now, got a lot of violence in the first, splitting the baby gun to head in the first hour of the show. Who are you taking here?
I'm taking the Knicks
or Miami.
You know, Nick, it's interesting. We had that conversation earlier on the fan this afternoon, Maggie and I, and I said it on the air. I go, not only can the Knicks beat Miami, I think they will beat Miami. And I know the Heat went to the NBA Finals last year. I get it. And it's Riley and it's that group and they're tough-minded and Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler. And the Knicks are 0-3 this year against the Heat in the regular season.
My stomach hurts thinking about it. Like, my stomach hurts thinking about that series.
But I understand that. I think they beat Miami. I do. And that's just not my Knick fandom. I think they've led you here to believe that they're going to win a playoff round. They've been that good this year.
Matt Moore from the Action Network going to join us at the top of the next hour in a couple minutes here. We'll ask him what he thinks about a potential playoff series with the Knicks and the Heat, the Los Angeles Lakers, and so much more. We kick off hour number two, all things NBA, here on You Better You Bet.